P04A underscore editorial. During the 2016 presidential campaign, we continually heard candidate Donald Trump speak against the establishment. However, most people still don't have a clear understanding of what was meant by the establishment. The establishment exists in both Republican and Democratic parties. That's the reason at times it seemed that Donald Trump was running against both Republicans and Democrats. Over the last 50 years, a general consensus embraced by both Republicans and Democrats had developed concerning the future structure of the emerging world. This emerging consensus of Republicans and Democrats was so far advanced that at times, it seemed we were voting for Tweedledee or Tweedledum. No matter which party happened to be in power, it seemed that our nation continued generally down the same path. So, what does the establishment really believe? Most of them have come to embrace that the nation-state structure of the world has become outdated. Since the size of the world has shrunk, because of rapid travel and instant communication, it is believed that the nation-state structure is inevitably destined to be replaced by a system of global governance. This was best illustrated by the formation of the United Nations after World War II. The UN was designed to be a system of world government. All members pledged to obey the edicts of the UN and instruments were created to discipline them if they did not. Since its founding in 1945, the United Nations has pulled every nation on Earth into its orbit. Today, all the world's nations have become members of the UN. Only five nations stand above the authority of the United Nations. The Big Five, as they are called, were granted veto power at the time of the UN's founding. These special five nations are the United States, Great Britain, France, Russia, and China. Both Republicans and Democrats seem to draw their leaders from the same elite pool. Over the last 50 years, over 50% of all cabinet members have come from a private club called the Council on Foreign Relations, whether the Republicans or the Democrats were in power. The president on the Council of Foreign Relations for many years was none other than David Rockefeller. In memoirs, his autobiography published in 2002, Rockefeller made this startling confession on page 405, "For more than a century, ideological extremists at either end of the political spectrum have seized upon well-publicized incidents such as my encounter with Castro to attack the Rockefeller family for the inordinate influence they claim we wield over American political and economic institutions. Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure, one world, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I am proud of it." Mr. Rockefeller was Mr. Establishment himself, and at his right hand was always Mr. Henry Kissinger. He was considered to be the world's foremost authority concerning world affairs. Yet, in this quote straight from his memoirs, Rockefeller boldly embraced one world government, and boldly said, "I am proud of it." Rockefeller was a lifelong Republican. Now stepping across the aisle, let's listen to the words of a lifelong establishment Democrat. Strobe Talbot wrote in his Time magazine article "Birth of the Global Nation," "In the next century, nations as we know it will be obsolete. All states will recognize a single, global authority. National sovereignty wasn't such a great idea after all." Obviously, Republican Rockefeller and Democrat Talbot could very comfortably walk hand in hand. And they did. Over the last 50 years, the establishment has generally embraced the reshaping of the world into what has become known as the New World Order, whether the politician wore the label of Democrat or Republican. This same consensus toward global governance is not confined to the United States. This thinking has now captivated the politics of Europe and most of the world. To say that belief in global governance is embraced by the United Nations would be an extreme understatement. The UN fully believes in the developing world government and believes it is destined to be the government of the developing New World Order. If it feels like President Donald Trump is disrupting everything, it's because he is. He is in the process of dismantling the carefully laid plans and structures of the globalists over the last 50 years. This is the reason the opposition against him is so shrill and chaotic. The globalists were so sure that Hillary Clinton would finish the New World Order that President Obama and presidents before him had worked so carefully to construct. Yet, on one dark night, November 8, 2016, it appeared to all be swept away. When you have long sat in the seat of the establishment for a long time and then suddenly your power seems to have been swept away, you don't take your loss of privilege quietly. That's the reason it seems that the level of political conflict is exploding to unprecedented heights. We are hearing the desperate cries of the establishment.